When I was a little girl, I read an article in our encyclopedia titled Birdwatching. In it, it said, quote, "A birdwatcher should have binoculars so that he can see the birds clearly without being so close that he might frighten them away." Naturally, that prompted me to ask my mother how I could get binoculars, but she said regular people were not allowed to own them. The only people who usually could have binoculars were soldiers, like Lieutenant Rip Masters on my favorite TV show, Rin Tin Tin, spies, and Peeping Toms. I'd noticed that Nancy Culp's character, Pamela Livingston, on Love That Bob, was a bird watcher and she had binoculars, but my mother said that Love That Bob was fiction. My mother was a child during World War II when people were paranoid about spies. Now, we're ostensibly smarter, which is why when I told this story at the Iowa Ornithologists Union meeting this weekend, the audience laughed. So many decades later, my mother's naivete and ignorance are amusing, even if they kept me from finding out that I really could have had binoculars long before my in-laws gave me a pair for Christmas in 1974. But after my Iowa weekend, I came home to a posting on Facebook about a news story I'd missed from 2016, which was itself based on a government study from 2013, based on a questionnaire sent mostly to American women, in which they were asked to list two hobbies that seem creepy to them. High on the list was bird watching. The Washington Post story said, "It seems to be rooted in a key birding tool. Binoculars. I don't know if my neighbors think I'm creepy or have not liked when a rare bird has turned up in my feeders and birders have flocked to Peabody Street. I can't remember anyone complaining about it anyway. I've personally never thought of birding or binoculars as the least bit creepy, perhaps because long before I ever saw Hitchcock's Rear Window, I really liked Nancy Culp on Love That Bob and thought Lieutenant Rip Masters was the most wonderful man in the world for rescuing and taking care of Rusty and Rinny. When I was in college, we learned how increasing population above a comfortable level for any given species causes that animal's or human society to break down, increasing violent interactions. Fear and suspiciousness have a role in self-preservation, but when we are fearful and suspicious of people who don't pose a danger, everyone loses. I'm not worried about myself if people find a binocular-wielding white 66-year-old woman suspicious or creepy. At least they probably won't call 911 on me. But that's not true for black male birders and possibly black female birders, too. My treasured friend Drew Lanham has written and spoken about birding while black. In his 9 Rules for the Black Birdwatcher, number 2 is, quote, "Carry your binoculars and 3 forms of identification at all times." He says, "You'll need the binoculars to pick that tufted duck out of the flock of scaup and ringnecks. You'll need the photo ID to convince the cops, FBI, Homeland Security, and the flashlight-toting security guard that you're not a terrorist or escaped convict," end quote. So the creepiness factor of wielding binoculars is apparently trumped by skin color. I find it even more horrifying that in my America, the country that touts liberty and justice for all, and the concept that all men are created equal, that people of my own skin color so quickly call 911 or just plain shoot when they see people with darker skin. It puts the creepiness factor of carrying binoculars into perspective and makes me yearn for my own American dream, that we'd live up to the ideals and words crafted by our founding fathers. If only we could live like chickadees who blend black and white in each bird, and not only don't discriminate against chickadees with unusual plumage, they also include in their friendly flocks birds of a great many different species, many immigrants from Central and South America. Here we are, just one species, and ostensibly an intelligent species at that, living in just one nation, and yet we're allowing distrust and fear to destroy the quality of life for all of us. And that is the creepiest factor of them all. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.